Following their longest losing streak of the season last night, the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes snapped a six-game losing streak, defeating the Visalia Rawhide final score 11-5. And today, the Rawhide will look to snap their own losing streak as they find themselves losers of their last three games. Coming up next, it's Wednesday Day Baseball from Rancho Cucamonga, California. Game two of the six-game series is coming up right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball. Coming up is game two of the six-game series between the 21 and 30 Visalia Rawhide and the 24 and 26 Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Visalia Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Meanwhile, the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are the single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers. And yesterday, Visalia five and a half games back, trying to find a way to claw their way back into the first place spot in the first half of the California League season. Now just 15 games left to go in the first half, and Rancho was all over Visalia last night. Let's recap last night's ball game in the bottom of the first inning. Things got going early. The first eight batters stepped up to the plate and got four runs on the board, including a bases-clearing three-run RBI double from Oswaldo Osorio. Then in the second inning, another run was scored for Rancho from a solo home run from Gerald Perez. We'll talk about him throughout this ballgame. He'll be a crucial part for Rancho in today's ballgame. Third inning came. It was the second straight inning with a home run. Three straight frames where Rancho had a home run. A solo shot from Gerald Perez in the second. A solo home run from Samuel Munoz in the third. And then a three-run home run from Jordan Thompson, which would ultimately knock out Casey Anderson out of the ballgame. So three home runs yesterday is the most allowed by Anderson this season. However, finally, in the fifth inning, Visalia finally put Rancho scoreless, and that's when Visalia started to score their runs. They scored all five of their runs between the fourth and the sixth inning, including back-to-back two-run frames, two in the fifth and two in the sixth. However, Visalia ultimately, their comeback would come short with the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes scoring two runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Yesterday's final score, Rancho 11 runs on 9 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they scored 5 runs on 8 hits and 2 errors. Winning pitcher for yesterday's ballgame, David Tiburcio. He's now 2-0 in 2024 with 7.85 ERA. Meanwhile, for Visalia, Casey Anderson suffered his third loss of the year. He's now 2-3 with an 8.67 ERA. What's up, side? And when we come back, we'll take a look at the California League standings. We'll also take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, both around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization and around the California League. Coming up next is Game 2 of the six-game series at 11 a.m. right here from Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. We'll be right back. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball right here at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at 43024.
When it comes to...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com. We move further along in our pregame coverage, and we look at the standings around the California League. We'll start off first in the South between the matchup between these two Southern Division opponents. In first place, the Lake Elsinore Storm. They are 26-24. Suffered a loss last night against the Inland Empire 66ers, so that snapped their six-game winning streak, which was the longest in the league. Meanwhile, in second place, the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are 24-26. 26. They snapped the longest skid of the year, and they're now two games back from the Lake Elsinore Storm. Meanwhile, in third, no movement for Visalia. They remain 5.5 games back after they suffered the loss yesterday, and Lake Elsinore lost as well. 21-30 is the record for your Rawhide. Meanwhile, in fourth, the Inland Empire 66ers, they are 18-33. They've won three straight games, and they're 8.5 games back. Meanwhile, up in the north, the Modesto Nuts suffered a loss yesterday. They're now 35-15 on a one-game losing streak. And then in second place, the Fresno Grizzlies, now 30-21. Both Fresno and San Jose captured their 30th win of the year. Fresno 5.5 games back, so is San Jose. However, Fresno won their last game. Meanwhile, for the San Jose Giants, they've won their last three. Lastly, in fourth is the Stockton Ports. They are 18-31. They've lost seven straight games, and they find themselves 17 games back from the first place Bob, the Modesto Nuts. Time to look into the scoreboard for the first time today. We are the only day game around the California League on this Wednesday afternoon. Inland Empire and Lake Elsinore will go at it tonight at 6:35 p.m. And then, meanwhile, out at John Thurman Field out in Modesto, the Modesto Nuts will host the Fresno Grizzlies for the second straight game. And then, lastly, at Banner Island Ballpark, they'll be the final game to get started. They'll also start at 7:05, Stockton and San Jose. Next up, we move around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. We're out in the Complex League. The Complex League D-backs will host the Padres at 6 p.m., The Complex League D-backs are 14-8. Meanwhile, the Padres, they are 15-8. Meanwhile, out in High A, the Hillsboro Hops will be traveling out to Spokane against the Indians. That will be a 6:35 first pitch. Joe Elbus, a former Rawhide, will get the start tonight. 25-25 is the record of those Hops. Joe Elbus so far this year, 2-1 with a 1.91 ERA. Meanwhile, out in Double A, the Amarillo Sod Poodles will get started at 5:05. Amarillo 24-28, hosting the Tulsa Drillers, who are 25-27. Lastly, out in AAA, the Tacoma Rainiers will host the Reno Aces. Tacoma getting the best of Reno last night for game one of the six-game series. Lastly, out in the major league level, the Arizona Diamondbacks and San Francisco Giants will get started about an hour and 40 minutes after us. They'll have a 12:40 first pitch time with Jordan Montgomery on the mound for the D-backs. He's 3-3 with a 5.48 ERA. So that's all your scores around the Diamondbacks organization and around the California League. We'll get you ready with our starting pitchers. It'll be the right-handed pitcher, Alex Makerwich. He is 0-1 with a 6.43 ERA. The right-hander from Northwestern State. Meanwhile, for the Visalia Rawhide, it will be the southpaw, the lefty Caden Grice. He's 1-3 with a 4.63 ERA. Spent his college playing days out at Clemson University out in the ACC. Should be a good game on hand today. Currently 78 degrees, not a cloud in the sky on this Wednesday afternoon. So a good day for baseball as we get ready for the second game of the series. Game number 52. Of 131 of this California League season, 14 games to go here in the first half with your Rawhide currently in third place. You can watch today's game live on the Valley Live app. You can also watch it live on the MILB app as well. And as always, you can listen to every single game of Rawhide Baseball right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Also, make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Visalia Rawhide, the Rawhide on Facebook. So we get ready for the national anthem, and we'll have first pitch coming up at the other end of the break. Hope you enjoyed today's ball game. It's game two of the six-game series between the Visalia Rawhide and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. We'll be right back. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health. Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
This summer.
Sun is out, school is out, and we are ready for some Wednesday afternoon baseball here from Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com. Joey Gonzalez with you on this Wednesday morning for a matchup between the Visalia Rawhide and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Visalia, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, they are 21-30. Meanwhile, for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, they are 24-26. Rancho yesterday snapping the longest losing skid of the year, and they find themselves in a one-game winning streak. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they've lost three straight dating back to last Friday night against the Inland Empire 66ers. Visalia so far this year 7-15 on the road. Meanwhile, for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, they are 13-10 inside the friendly confines of Lone Mart Field here in Rancho. And for the first time today, we'll dive into the starting lineups brought to you by Anthem. Leading things off for Visalia will be the shortstop number 10, Yancel Luis. Batting second will be the second baseman number 8, Christopher Torin. Batting third will be the third baseman number 20, Ruben Santana. Santana slides over from first to third for today's ballgame. Batting cleanup will be the Rawhide catcher, Adrian DeLeon. He'll get his first start behind home plate today. Meanwhile, batting fifth will be number 6, Drew Jones, a Rawhide center fielder. He'll be followed by the right fielder, number 3, Angel Ortiz. Playing over at first base today will be Modifi Marte. Jackson Feltner will bat 8 for Visalia. And then lastly, it'll be Jefferson Pena batting out of the number 9 spot. He'll man left field today for Visalia. So Yancel Luis, we get ready to dig in for the Hide on this Wednesday afternoon here in Rancho. Fourth weekday game for Visalia this year. Luis is ready. We're ready. First pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. First pitch officially goes down at 11:05 a.m. on a sunny 79-degree afternoon in Rancho Cucamonga. Glad to have you with us on this Wednesday afternoon. Yantel Luis, second pitch swinging fouled backwards, and the count will move to 0-2. First pitch of the game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting, painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moya at 559-740-0311. Yantel Luis quickly behind in the count, 0-2, and the pitch is upstairs for ball one, one ball and two strikes. Pitch on the way from Makerwich, and a swing and a miss for Yantel Luis. So three pitches, one out. And that will now bring up Christopher Torin to the plate here for Visalia. So yesterday, Rancho took a 11-5 win, and the Rawhide looking to avoid having that happen on a back-to-back night afternoons, could say now. And that pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Christopher Torin digs in for Visalia, batting .255 with two home runs and 22 RBIs here in 2024. And now this ball hit back on a line, and Makerwich sticks out the glove. He'll make the stop, and the toss to first base will be in time. So two quick outs here for the Hyde. Brings up Ruben Santana to the plate. Ruben Santana, as mentioned just a moment ago, slides over from first to third for today's ball game. Three different Rawhide first basemen this year. You've had Jackson Feltner, Modifi Marte, and Ruben Santana. And that pitch misses upstairs for a ball, 1-0. Ruben Santana batting .236 with a home run and 19 RBIs so far this year. Had his first home run of the season last week against Inland Empire. And now this pitch is fouled off to the right side, and the count will move to 1-1. Yesterday over at third base with his Anderson Rojas. Pretty good day over there on the third base side. The Rawhide defense has looked very good this year. The 1-1 pitch on the way. And misses outside for ball two, 2-1. Talking about that Rawhide defense, fourth in the league earlier. Just a couple weeks ago, we're ranked top two. And now this one slicing into right center field, and it will drop in for a base hit. Ruben Santana looking to stretch it into two. He'll dive head first into second base, and it'll be a two-out double for the Rawhide third baseman. Initially off the bat, it didn't appear that Santana was going to stretch it into two, and the late decision ends up getting him to second base. It wasn't until the third inning of yesterday's ballgame, the ninth batter to step up for Visalia, did they get their first hit. And the first hit of the game is brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. With Rosa Brothers, every sip is special. Moo! So Adrian DeLeon now will step up to the plate with the runner in scoring position. The Rawhide catcher so far this year batting .240 with three home runs and 14 RBIs. First pitch on the way to the Rawhide catcher. The deal, grounded to the left side. It'll be scooped up by the shortstop, Jordan Thompson. Sidearm throw to first, and a good pick by the first baseman, Logan Wagner, and the inning will come to a conclusion. We're through half an inning here in Lone Martin Field. Ruben Santana with a double is the lone hit of the inning, and we head to the bottom of the first where we'll see the southpaw, Caden Grice, for the first time today. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball, Rancho 0, Visalia 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
The keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation. Watch me.
Kendall George to lead things off here for Rancho as we move into the bottom of the first inning. And for the first time today, we'll see the southpaw Caden Grice on the mound. Half swing for Kendall George moves the count to 0-1. The pitch on the way from Grice. And it misses outside for a ball, 1-1. Batting order for the Quakes today, leading things off with the center fielder Kendall George. We'll go through the rest of the lineup here in just a moment with Drew Jones playing fairly off center out in center field. About 10 steps to his left, and the pitch to George is in there for strike 1-2. Kendall George will be followed by the DH, Gerald Perez. Batting third will be the 80th-ranked prospect, Josue DePaula. That pitch is in the dirt. George does go around, and he'll be the first out of the game. Retired by Caden Grice. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate insurance agent Abraham Gant. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Allstate, you're in good hands. Jordan Thompson, the shortstop, will bat 4. Logan Wagner, the first baseman, will bat 5. Sean McClain will bat 6. And it'll be Jesus Galiz batting 7, followed by Juan Alonso, 8. And then lastly, Wilman Diaz, the third baseman, will bat 9th for Rancho Cucamonga. Caden Grice's pitch on the way. And that one misses high and outside for ball 1-0. Starting lineups brought to you by Anthem. Anthem would like to remind you that Live Health Online lets you visit a doctor through a video chat on a computer, tablet, or smartphone. When you need to see a doctor late at night or can't make it to the doctor's office, Live Health Online can help at no cost to Anthem MedCal members. 2 balls, no strikes, 1 away. Here to the DH, Gerald Perez. Solid day yesterday, a home run with 4 runs, a single and a walk as well for Perez. And he's quickly adding the count 3-0 against Caden Grice. Ready on deck, Josue DePaula, 3-0. And it's down the middle for strike number 1. Caden Grice, the 6'6", 250-pound left-hander. Out of Clemson University, his 3-1 pitch on the way, and he goes in there for a strike 3-2. From Greer, South Carolina, drafted in the competitive balance round B of last summer's MLB draft. Speaking of the MLB draft, a little over a month away from the MLB draft, July 14th through the 16th, and the pitch to Perez is upstairs for ball 4, so a one-out walk here for the Quakes DH will bring up the right fielder, Josue DePaula, to the plate. DePaula, as mentioned a moment ago, the 80th-ranked prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Good enough to award this game as the MLB Game of the Day. They feature the 80th-ranked prospect and the 76th-ranked prospect on the defensive side out in center field, Drew Jones. Ground to the right side, a chance to turn 2-4 is all it's going to be. Throw to first base. Christopher Torino, a little bit of a fumble over at second. Rye turned 2 double plays. Both of them were 4-6-3 DPs that ended an inning yesterday. And on the chance to force the double play, Christopher Torino unable to fully grasp the ball. And it ultimately gets it out, only to get the runner at first base, and there's 2 down now in the inning. Upcoming pitch on the way to Caden Grice. And pitches in there for a strike. 0-1. A loud afternoon here for our summer camp day here in Rancho. And a chance for the kids from the summer camps to make it out to the ballpark. 0-1 pitch on the way, and that one's in the dirt for ball one, 1-1. Visalia in the month of May. They played in 3 weekday games. They were all on Tuesdays. Caden Grice's pitch, half swing. Does he go around? He does. It's 1-2. In a day game on May 7th against Rancho, a day game on May 14th against Lake Elsinore, a day game against Fresno on May 21st. All three of those games, Visalia won. And now this pitch on the outside corner does not go around for Thompson. The count is now 2-2. So Visalia 3-0 in weekday day games. Casey Anderson got the start in all three of those. A little different here on a Wednesday afternoon. Makes it a little easier on travel. One of the main reasons why it's on a Wednesday compared to a Tuesday, especially with the difference in time between these two clubs. About a 2.5-hour drive from Visalia here to Rancho. Makes it a little easier for the day game when the Visalia Rawhide were up in Fresno, only a 40-minute drive. And also look at that. Visalia did host Rancho in an 11 a.m. game, so not the most ideal time for the Quakes to come into town on a Tuesday morning. Pitches in the dirt, ball four, so Jordan Thompson will take a walk. The second walk of the inning given up here by Caden Grice. And I'll now bring up Logan Wagner to the plate. Logan Wagner, the first baseman who got the start in yesterday's ballgame. So far on the year, Thompson batting 269 with a home run and 9 RBIs. Runners on first and second for Caden Grice. 2 walks in his last outing. He's already got 2 walks here in the inning. Grice's pitch on the way, and it's a little bit low for ball one, 1-0. Rawhide team with 281 walks. It's the second most in the California League. The only pitching squad that has more walks is Rancho. They've walked 297 batters. Grice's pitch on the way. Misses outside for ball two. That is out 2-0. Rancho not going to make it easy on Visalia either. They, on the batting side of things, they've drawn 289 walks entering the day. That's third most in the California League. A team who's been top of the league when you talk about patience. 2-0 pitch to Wagner, popped up to the right side. Modifi Marte walking over towards the padding on the right side. And he'll have just enough room to make the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. So Caden Grice, he walks 2 batters in the frame and strands 2 runners on base, both Perez and Thompson, second and first. And we head into the top of the second inning where we'll see the Rawhide offense once again. Rancho 0, Visalia 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra. Or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at $430.24.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the second inning where it'll be Drew Jones to lay things off for Visalia. It'll be Drew, Angel Ortiz, Modifi, Morte. Rawhide center fielder at the plate for the first time. The 0-1 pitch on the way, and it misses outside for ball one, 1-1. Salia looking for their second hit of the afternoon after Ruben Santana had his first back in the top of the first. And Drew takes that one in there for a strike, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, but no outs. The pitch on the way to Drew upstairs. And the count will now move to two balls and two strikes. Drew Jones has the helmet with that left flap on the left side of his helmet taped up, and he's had it since that for a good amount of time now. Talking to Drew yesterday, he asked Drew, what's the reason for the tape on the flap? That after one of the games, had a little bit of frustration, took it out on the helmet, slammed it down, broke the face protector. 2-2 pitches upstairs for ball three, 3-2. And he said, ever since then, he's had the tape. And I said, well, it's kind of an iconic statement now at this point. He said, yeah, so he's kept it, hasn't got the new flap, and that's kind of the big noticing piece whenever Drew's at the plate. 3-2 pitch on the way, misses outside ball four. And Drew Jones, who drew three walks yesterday, would draw his fourth walk of the series. And the Rawhide will have a base runner aboard here in the top of the second inning. Now bring up Angel Ortiz to the plate. Angel Ortiz, what a pass. Well, now 3 weeks now, really since the Fresno series. Angel Ortiz has figured things out, the pitch on the way, and that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Talking about the numbers for Angel Ortiz so far in 2024, batting .246. With 17 hits and 10 RBIs. 0-1 pitch on the way. Jones is in motion, and this one's going to be hit right up the middle. Drew Jones is going to go over to third base. He'll be held up there, and runners on the corners. The first two batters of the inning have reached, and it's now going to bring up Modifi Morte, who's been striking the ball very well as of late. Second Rawhide hit of the day. It'll be the Rawhide first baseman stepping up to the dish. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636. Modifi will take that one in there for a strike, 0-1. Talking about Modifi Marte's numbers, he is batting .204 with 12 RBIs and two home runs. 0-1 count on the way, and it misses outside for ball one, 1-1. So we talk about the MLB draft July 14th through the 16th. So a little over a day, a month and 10 days, and this ball hit into right field, and the Rawhide will take a early 1-0 lead here in the top of the second inning. Talked about Modifi hitting the ball well as of lately. The second hit of the inning, and it's an RBI single that scores Drew Jones from third. And now bring up Jackson Feltner to the plate here for the Rawhide. Coming pitch on the way. We'll have to hold off for Feltner. Felt batting 223 with two home runs and 14 RBIs here in 2024. The pitch to Feltner is outside for ball one, 1-0. The Futures game, the final day of the draft on July 16th at 5 p.m. out at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. And now Feltner's in the left field. That one's going to drop in for a base hit. Ortiz is going to be waved home, and he will likely score standing up. He will. And the Rawhide now have a 2-0 lead here in the top of the second inning. Three straight hits from Visalia, all three of them singles. And we go to the bottom of the order here for Jefferson Pena, back-to-back RBI base hits. Ortiz will score from second base. The upcoming pitch on the way to Pena. And that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Pena batting 192. Still looking for his first home run of the year. Also looking for his 10th RBI of the season. Modifi Marte at second. Jackson Feltner is at first, and the pitch misses outside for ball one, 1-0. Last year for the Futures game, two players in the Diamondbacks organization had an opportunity to play at a T-Mobile Field in Seattle. 1-1, and that one's going to hit Pena. Bases will now be loaded. They will go to third, Feltner to second. Haney at first, and now bring up Yancel Luis to the plate. You had Ryan List representing the Amarillo Sod Poodles last year, and Jordan Lawler representing the Amarillo Sod Poodles as well. Ryan Bliss ultimately would end up being traded over to Seattle in a trade that brought in one of the Diamondbacks closers, and now we have a mound visit here. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So Ryan Bliss was a part of that trade that brought Paul Sewald to the D-backs. That'll ultimately be that closing piece that would allow the D-backs to go on and win the National League before ultimately falling to the Texas Rangers in last year's World Series. So now Yancel Luis will step up to the plate for the Hyde. Bases loaded, still with no outs. The pitch on the way, and that one's a little bit upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Pitching coach Sean Coyne was the one who made his way out to the mound. Alex Megerwich making his second appearance of the year. A swing and a miss for Luis, and the count is now 0-1. Home debut, second start overall. He got added to the roster last week from the Arizona Complex League. 1-1 with no outs. The pitch to Luis, swung on a miss, 1-2. Made his debut last week on May 30th against the Storm. It was 45 minutes down the road. In a bowl game where he allowed just one run on two hits. A little over two innings of work. Ultimately, no decision. Pitch on the way to Luis. Swing and a miss. And that'll be the first out of the inning. Second time today, Luis has struck out. And now bring up Christopher Torin to the plate with one away. Drew Jones started this whole inning off of a walk. After that, it was three straight singles. Ortiz, Marte, and Feltner. First pitch on the way to Torin, and that one's a little bit outside for ball one, 1-0. Torin batting 253 with two home runs and 22 RBIs this year. Torin's pitch grounded to the left side. It'll be scooped up by the third baseman Diaz. Throw to first base, and it will be in time. An inning ending 5-3 DP. However, Visalia able to get two runs on the board off of three hits and a stranded runner on base. And we head to the bottom of the second inning where we'll see Caden Grice for the second time today. Visalia 2, Rancho Cucamonga 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. As soon as we come back on the air, Sean McClain lifts that one into center field for a base hit. First hit of the game for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, and he'll bring up Jesus Galiz to the plate. All singles this season brought to you by Gus's Body Shop, located in Visalia. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636. So Caden Grise, back-to-back innings where he's had a runner on base. His pitch on the way, and it's in there for a strike, 0-1. Let's talk about Caden Grise a little bit more here in 2024. The pitching arsenal, the four-seam fastball, the curveball, more known as a slurve. 0-1 on the way from Grise. Swing and a miss, and the count is now 0-2. The rest of the pitches in his repertoire, the changeup, the sinker, and the cutter as well. And Galiz quickly behind in the count, 0-2. 0-2 fouled off to the right side. So far here in 2024, Caden Grise 1-3 with a 4.63 ERA, appearing in his now 10th game of the year. Entering the day, he had started 8 out of his 9 that he appeared in. 0-2 pitch on the way from Grise. And that one's upstairs for a ball. The count is now 1-2. Appeared as a reliever against San Jose on April 10th. A ball game where he went 3 2/3 innings and struck out 5. And now this ball fouled off to the left side over to where that Quakes bullpen is. Bullpen's here at Lone Mar Field. Not enclosed, but they're kind of tucked off into the left and the right corner. So it is in the field of play. However, kind of hidden in the corner. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Pitch lifted into center field. Drew Jones should be there easily. He'll circle around. He'll be underneath it. He'll make the grab, and there's one away. Starting defense for Visalia today, Adrian DeLeon will get his first start behind home plate of the series. Meanwhile, over at first base, it'll be Modifi Marte. Over at second base will be Christopher Torin. He'll be joined in the middle infield by the shortstop, Yancel Luis. And then over at third base is number 20, Ruben Santana. Out in left field, number 1, Jefferson Pena, Drew Jones. The former second overall pick will be out in center. Grise's pitch on the way in there for strike number 1. And then lastly, out in right field will be Angel Ortiz. Starting defense for Visalia here in the bottom of the second. Grise 0-1 with one away. He'll hold at the belt his pitch. That one's lifted into center field as well. The second single of the inning that Drew Jones is a scoop up. And Juan Alonso has his first hit of the series, bringing up Wilman Diaz to the plate. McLean will go over to second base. Yeah, so far this week, 1-for-4. He had a double yesterday in a ball game that had plenty of extra base hits for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. 5 extra base hits yesterday, 2 doubles, and 3 home runs. Diaz was one of those 2 doubles. The other player with a double was Oswaldo Osorio in the 4th. No balls and a strike with 1 away. Visalia leads this ballgame 2-0 on 4 runs compared to the Quakes 2. Grice glances at second. His pitch fouled off to the right side. And 0-2 remains the count. Visalia will be on the road until Sunday against the Quakes until they return back home for the second double homestand of the year. They'll begin the homestand against Modesto, followed by a visit against the Lake Elsinore Storm. The 0-2 pitch is bounced in for ball 1-2. So homestand lasting from June 11th all the way to June 23rd. So just 2 road trips in the month of June for Visalia. The other one will be out in San Bernardino when the Rawhide travel to San Manuel Stadium. 1-2, 1 away. The pitch from Caden Grice is upstairs for ball 2. 2-2. We'll talk about lots of home time for Visalia here in the first 3 months of the year. About 65% of the home schedule is done before the All-Star break. This pitch fouled off to the left side. 2-2. The Rawhide will have plenty of time at Valley Strong Ballpark. And then after that, it will be a lot of travel time post-All-Star break. 2-2, 1 away. Grice's pitch, a little bit low, ball 3-2. Talk about that month of July. Just 8 home games. Obviously, you have the 4 days off in July, July 15th through the 18th. 3-2 with 1 away. The pitch from Grice, grounded off to the left side. Rawhide will begin July with a 3-game trip out here to Rancho before returning back home that night of July 3rd to return back home to Valley Strong Ballpark for a 7 p.m. first pitch for the 4th of July game, one of our 6 fireworks in 2024. Payoff pitch on the way, grounded to the left side and foul. Plenty of promotions here in 2024. We had our Drew Jones bobblehead on Saturday, the first bobblehead of Drew Jones' professional career. And this upcoming Saturday, when the Rawhide return home on June 15th against Modesto, it'll be a Randy Johnson bobblehead sponsored by Rescom Pest Control. Bucket hat giveaway. Pumped about that one. That one's on June 13th. Also, our Margarita Night jersey giveaway sponsored by Pacifico on the 14th. So, plenty of good times around Valley Strong this upcoming week when the Rawhide return home. 3-2, popped into right field. Wind blows right. Angel Ortiz is there. He'll throw over to third, and it's cut off by Yancel Luis. A good arm there by the right fielder Ortiz to prevent the runner, Sean McLean, from going over to third. So 2 down now, and it will bring up the center fielder Kendall George to the plate. And what a game George had yesterday. He was 2-for-4, 2 singles, 3 runs, a walk, a stolen base. And you look at the scouting reports for Kendall George, they talk so much about his speed, but really don't get to see it until you're watching the game in person, and his speed really shows. That pitch is upstairs for ball 1. A half swing for George. He does not go around. Yesterday, nearly caught twice in a pickoff attempt. One of them gets bailed out on a throw from Christopher Torino over to third, so George gets back. The 1-0 pitch on the way. That one goes in there for a strike 1-1. And then Kendall George on another pickoff attempt from Rio Britton over to first base. And George is already put in motion by the time Ruben Santana tries to get the ball out of his glove to throw out George at second. George is, I don't know, about 10 feet at max away from getting a second base. The throw goes into outfield, and George goes from first to third on a stolen base attempt that the average player caught on a pickoff would have been out. Two balls, one strike, two away. George also scored on a wild pitch from Britton. That 2-1 pitch is outside for ball three, and that was a pitch that really an average player may not come home to score. It took a pretty big hop off of the backstop, and Kenny Castillo had to play at home, but George so quick down the 90 feet that he ends up scoring off of it. 3-1 pitch to George, and it's in there for a strike, three balls and two strikes. The first round pick by the LA Dodgers in last summer's MLB draft, the 36th overall pick in 2023. Looking for his first hit of the day after striking out in the first. The 3-2 pitch grounded to the right side. Torreno will field it off of two hops. Throws to first base in time, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Two hits, no runs, no errors, two runners left on base. We are through two here in Rancho Cucamonga. The Visalia Rawhide lead over the Quakes 2-0. This is Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
The man really loves his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making
it happen. Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com. Visalia a 7-batter. Top of the third. Featured two runs on three hits. Rawhide looking to add on a little bit more insurance here in the top of the third inning. The pitch is outside for ball one. 1-0. And really, as of lately, it's been the late innings that have been the problems for Visalia. Really, the eighth inning and onwards, that's where Inland Empire created their most of their damage last week. As many runs as you can get early in the ball game would be very beneficial. And this pitch is fouled off to the left side, and the count will now move to 1-2. Visalia 21-30. Meanwhile, for Rancho, 24-26. Ruben Santana, Adrian DeLeon, Drew Jones, 3, 4, and 5 due up. The pitch on the way. Inside corner, strike three called. Santana doesn't agree, but he'll take the bat with him back to the Rawhide dugout. Third strikeout of the day here for Alex Megawish. And it will now bring up Adrian DeLeon to the plate. Defense for Rancho. Jesus Galiz is behind the plate. Logan Wagner's over at first. Sean McClain is at second. Jordan Thompson is at short. Wilman Diaz is over at third base. Pitch is a slider that misses outside for ball one. Samuel Munoz in left. Kendall George in center. Juan Alonso is out in right field. Adrian DeLeon batting 237. Face off against Makerwitz for the second time today. And he takes that one inside, and it barely clips the Rawhide catcher. So a one-out base runner here for the Hyde. First time today that De Leon will get on base, and he'll bring up Drew Jones to the plate, who leads his team so far this week with four walks. One down, Drew will get ready for the pitch, takes it inside for ball one, 1-0. Base umpire, or base coaches for today's ball game, Jaime Del Valle will be over at third. Meanwhile, to the first base coach will be Pete Bourgeois. Comes in there for a strike, 1-1. Pete is the outfield and base running coordinator for the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. In town for the week. Manager D. Gardner out until Saturday. So he'll be back here for the final two games of the series. So now pitching coach Tyler Mark acting as the manager until D. returns back here to Rancho. 2-1 pitch on the way. And that pitch misses upstairs for ball three. 3-1. Visalia sporting the road gray uniforms for the second straight day. The Visalia lasso font in the front, with the red numbers in the back, the red trim along the sides with the black matte helmets. Visalia sporting the black Rawhide V caps today. And Drew Jones will draw his second walk of the afternoon. Back-to-back base runners here for Visalia will bring up Angel Ortiz to the plate. Last time Drew walked, he ended up scoring a run. And now the pitching coach, Sean Coyne, will make his way out for the second time today. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Beerboro Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Beerboro Health, now open in Visalia. Back-to-back multi-runner innings here for the Hyde. There is a arm warming up in the pen at the moment. It looks like number 8, Cam Day, a 6'2 right-hander out of Utah. He warmed up out of the pen. A 2-0 ball game here in the top of the third. Visalia looking to go 4-0 in weekday day games here in 2024. There's still plenty of baseball to be played with the way the games have gone here over the past month, really. One down, the pitch on the way to Ortiz, and it misses outside for ball one, 1-0. Tomorrow's ball game will be back to the normal first pitch time, 6:30 for the next three games. That's Thursday through Saturday, with Sunday being a 2:00 first pitch, 1-0. That one's fouled off to the left side, and the count is now 1-1. Angel Ortiz leads his Rawhide team in batting average since the Fresno series, well above 300. When he looked at his first two weeks, after getting added from the Arizona Complex League, he was batting an 0-91 through 10 games. Ortiz and Junior Franco have really been the kind of exclamation points over the last 2 weeks. 2-1 pitch on the way to Ortiz. And that one's in there for a strike, 2-2. He batted 0-91 against Rancho in that first week that he arrived. He made his debut on Wednesday, May 8th. 2-2 pitch, fouled off to the right side. He's figured things out. He's looked good out in the field as well. 86-mile-per-hour off-speed pitch to Ortiz, 2-2. Pitch on the way, and Ortiz once again gets a piece of it. He'll foul that one backwards. He'll get ready for the seventh pitch of the at-bat. We talked about Visalia's uniforms for today. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they're sporting the blue tops with the Quakes Earthquake font in the back with white numbers. The blue Quakes hats with the Q in the front. Pitch on the way to Ortiz. Fouls it off to the left side once again. The LA Dodgers logo on the left side. Rancho across the chest in the LA Dodgers font, once again with the red numbers in the bottom left corner. White pants on this Wednesday afternoon with Blue Belts. Two balls, two strikes, one away here for Ronel Ortiz. Runners on first and second. He got De Leon at second, Jones at first, grounded to the right side, and the ball will be fielded just fair. And now a late decision here for Joshua Runge, the home plate umpire, who calls it foul. And now the manager, John Shoemaker, is going to make his way out to home plate to have a word with the umpire. So originally, home plate umpire Joshua Runge signals it fair. And then after the ball had already been fielded and the first baseman Logan Wagner steps on first, calls the ball foul. And it was fielded fairly right of that first base line. So two and two with one away. The pitch will be dealt once again on Angel Ortiz. This could be a little flare shot. Retreating backwards is a second baseman, McLean. He can't make the grab, and everybody will advance. It was a kind of a difficult ball on the base running side. Do you go? Do you hold up? Everybody goes halfway, and the ball bounces off of the edge of the leather of McLean's glove, and bases are loaded with one away, bringing up Modifi Marte to the plate. And now the manager, John Shoemaker, is going to make his way out to the mound, and that will be the end of the day for the starting pitcher, Alex Makerwich. And when we come back, we'll have the new pitcher in this ballgame, Visalia, 5 hits, 2 runs, and they're threatening to add on a few more with bases loaded. Pitching change here from Lone Mart Field and Rancho Cucamonga. Visalia 2, Rancho 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
To trucks. No one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phones.
Troubled waters for Cam Day to arrive in. Bases are loaded with one down. Modifi Marte will step up to the plate. First pitch on the way is in there for a strike. 0-1. So coming out of the break, you have Adrian De Leon at third, Drew Jones at second, Angel Ortiz at first. The 0-1 pitch is outside for ball one, 1-1. Pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make home pest-free zone, say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye bugs. Marte in the left center field, and that one's going to drop in for a base hit. It'll score two at the minimum. De Leon will score. Jones will as well. Ortiz is going to be waved home. The ball is picked out of the wall. And it is a bases-clearing three-run RBI double from Modifi Marte. RBIs 14, 15, and 16. And Visalia leads this ball game 5-0 here in the top of the third inning. Modifi's second hit of the afternoon, his fourth RBI of the day. And now bring up Jackson Feltner to the plate. So batters 4 through 8 right now, proving crucial for the Rawhide success in this ball game. And Feltner will take the first pitch of the at bat in there for strike 0-1. Modifi's fifth double of the year. No balls and a strike with one down. A glance from Day at second base. The slider fouled off to the right side, and the count is now 0-2. Cam Day comes in for Alex Makerwich, who goes 2 1/3, giving him 5 hits and 5 earned runs. 2 walks, he punched out 3. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 down. The pitch, a little bit inside. And the count will move to 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cam Day, the 6'2". 195, 21-year-old right-hander from Ogden, Utah. Spent his college days with the Utah Utes out in the Pac-12. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 1 away. The glance at second. The deal to Feltner, lifted into center. Kendall George will be there, and there's 2 away. First time today, Feltner's been retired, and it brings up Jefferson Pena to the plate. Last time Pena was at the plate, he was hit by a pitch square on the number 1 on the back of his jersey. Feltner lacing the ball so far here in this series. Yesterday, I mean, inches away from a 3-hit day. He said he was 2-for-4 yesterday, and now he's 1-for-2 on the afternoon. Pena's pitch this time he has to sneak out of the way out of. His ball going right towards the helmet, he's able to dodge out of it. 1 ball, no strikes, 2 away. Visalia leads this ballgame 5-0 here in the top of the third inning. A 3-run 3rd, a 2-run 2nd. That's a combined 5 runs in this ballgame, and the pitch is outside for a ball. And the count is now 2-0. Cam Day so far here in 2024, 1-3, should say, with a 6.07 ERA, 29 1/3 inning of work so far this season. Pitch from Day, and it misses outside for ball 3, 3-0. 26 strikeouts, 17 walks for the right-hander. First year in Rancho, as last year he pitched just 2 games in the Arizona Complex League after being drafted, and that pitch is outside as well. So, 4-pitch walk to Jefferson Pena will send this to the top of the order once again. It'll be the 8th batter of the inning. 3 walks from Quakes pitching in this inning. A Quakes team who leads the California League with most walks, 297 entering the day. Now already in this ballgame they have 4. The pitch from Cam Day misses inside for ball 1, 1-0. Day, the number one ranked prospect in the state of Utah in 2021. And now this ball grounded up the middle by Yancel Luis. It'll be fielded by the shortstop Thompson. He'll throw to first base in time. And the inning will finally come to conclusion. Yancel Luis sat down for the 3rd time today. However, Visalia 3 runs on 2 hits. And they leave 2 runners on base. We head to the bottom of the 3rd inning. Visalia 5, Rancho 0. This is Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at 43024. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the 4th for only $1.
Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave the...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom of the third inning, where Visalia leads this ballgame 5-0. Caden Grice remains on the mound. First pitch swinging, sent into left field, hooking left, and it's going to land foul into the Quakes bullpen. Out in front is Gerald Perez. It'll be Perez, Munoz, and Jordan Thompson, 2, 3, and 4, due up in the bottom of the third inning. Rancho, two hits in this ballgame, and Caden Grice's pitch swung on and missed, and it'll be the second strikeout of the ballgame for the Rawhide lefty, and it'll bring up Samuel Munoz to the plate. The Josue De Paula started the ballgame out in right field. However, pinch hit four in the bottom of the first. Defensive sub put Samuel Munoz in the ballgame out in left, and Juan Alonso, who started in left field, will swap out to right. Samuel Munoz so far this year batting 174 with two home runs and 13 RBIs. Last at bat back in the first, a 4-3 ground out over to the second baseman, Christopher Corrine. Pitch on the way in the dirt for a ball. And the count is now 1-1. Caden Grice's last outing was last week, last Wednesday against Inland Empire. A ball game where he went 4 2/3 innings. He gave up 6 hits and 3 earned runs. However, he did strike out 6. In fact, the last time Caden Grice did not strike out 5 or more batters, you have to go back to the first day of May, on May 1st, against the Stockton Ports out at Banner Island Ballpark. 2-1 pitch on the way. And that one misses a little bit outside for ball 3-1. Visalia's win on Wednesday snapped a skid of 6 straight losses when Grice has been on the mound. That pitch is fouled backwards. I should say 5 straight. The loss at Fresno, a 6-5 loss in the bottom of the 10th inning. However, the first 3 appearances of the year for Caden Grice, all wins behind him, and it's swinging and a miss. Back-to-back K's for Caden Grice, third of the day. And that brings up Jordan Thompson to the plate with 2 down. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Jordan Thompson last week, 7-for-19. 2-for-5 in yesterday's ballgame. And that one's in there for a strike. It's now 0-1. Jordan Thompson with the 3-run home run in yesterday's ball game, the home run that ultimately knocks out Casey Anderson out of the game. Pitch fouled off to the right side, and the count is now 0-2. Thompson yesterday, the 3-run home run and the single as well. 0-2. Ground to the left side. It will be scooped up by Ruben Santana. He'll plant his feet. He'll throw to first base, and the throw will be in time. A 3-up, 3-down frame for the first time today. And we head to the top of the fourth inning here in Rancho. Visalia leads the Quakes 5-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Nah.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. So hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 BZ4X. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit ends 4/30/24.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball and VisaliaRawhide.com. Pleasure to have you as we move into the top of the fourth on this Wednesday morning, turn to afternoon. Pitch on the way to Christopher Taurean. And it's outside for a ball, 1-1. Christopher Taurean, the only batter to not step up to the plate in that third inning. So far in the ballgame, he is 0-2 with a ground out to both the mound and a 5-3 DP to end the second inning. That stranded three runners on base for Visalia. 2-1 on the way. Taurean will pop this one a mile into the sky. Kendall George should be underneath it. He'll be there. He'll make the grab. One down. Third time today, Taurean has been retired, and it brings up Ruben Santana to the plate, who so far in this ballgame has a double and a strikeout. Santana's double back in the first was the first Rawhide hit of the game. And the pitch on the way from Days on the outside corner, and therefore strike 0-1. Visalia so far this year trailed the season series 2-5, dropped the 6-game set 2-4 when the Quakes were back in town in the month of May. Visalia, they were on pace last year with Rancho going back and forth, fairly even series all year long. Ruben Santana swings and misses. He'll step out for a moment. But it wasn't until that final series back in September when the Rawhide dropped 5-6 against Rancho on this very exact field. One ball, two strikes, one away. The pitch from Day, it's a slow grounder to the left side. Could be some trouble, throw to first base. And it is just in time. Logan Wagner having to go into a starfish to make the play. But he's able to make the play in time, two down. Now bring up Adrian DeLeon to the plate for Visalia. DeLeon 0-1 here in this ballgame. Last time out, he drew a walk that scored one of three runs, scored in the top of the third inning. The pitch on the way, outside corner, and therefore a strike 0-1. And Rawhide catching, boy, they've been fun here in 2024. Kenny Castillo. Not playing today, but he has the most hits against Rancho this year. And that pitch is outside for a ball, now 1-1. DeLeon cooled off a little bit towards the later half of May. But still a good number so far this year. You look at his numbers in April, 227. In the month of May, 246. And Mayhew found himself as high as 270. When he was out in Lake Elsinore. Got hurt out at Lake Elsinore. Missed about a week before turning back home against Inland Empire. Pitch on the way. And De Leon watches that one miss outside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. No action warming up in the Rawhide pen out in right field. So it'll be Caden Grice moving into the bottom of the fourth. De Leon's pitch, a nice breaker, fouled off to left side and into the Quakes dugout. Drew Jones waits on deck four by Celio, an already two-walk day for Drew. Two balls, two strikes, two down. De Leon's pitch, outside corner, and it misses outside for ball three, and the count will go full. Visalia last night falling 11-5 to Rancho in a ball game that took a little over 2 hours and 2:38 was the final time of last night's game. Payoff pitch on the way. Slow grounder once again to the third base side. Backhand grab by Diaz. Toss to first base in time. And the Rawhide go down in order for the first time today. Bottom four we go in Rancho, and Visalia leads the ball game 5-0. Caden Grice will come back out on the mound. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on VisaliaRawhide.com.
Loves his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauia Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Joe Gonzalez with you here as we move into the bottom of the fourth. Caden Grice remains on the mound for Visalia. 5-6 and 7-2 up Logan Wagner, Sean McClain, and Jesus Galiz. The 1-0 pitch from Grice is on the way, and it misses outside for a ball 2-0. Less than 14 games to go. Visalia 5.5 games back. The window is getting tighter and tighter by the day, but Visalia not out of the equation just yet. 2-0 pitch to Logan Wagner, fouled off to the right side and out of play. You look at Lake Elsinore, suffered with the loss yesterday against Inland Empire. In a ball game where they once led, Inland Empire put up 5 runs in the middle innings to ultimately lead them to victory last night. And that pitch is in there for a strike 2-2. Somehow the Rawhide will need to make up ground. You got 2 games before the first half concludes. Back at home in the second half of that double homestand. So you're going to have to win those two games. And then Modesto is one of the toughest teams in the league. They come to Valley Strong Ballpark for a game of six. 3-2 pitches in the dirt for ball four. Just the third walk of the day given up by Caden Grice. And the fifth base runner all game for Rancho. Now bring up Sean McClain to the plate, who last week he was 2-for-16. Be in a lot more difficult spots if you're Westphalia looking at the standings. Pitch on the way, misses outside for ball one, 1-0. And it's been starting pitching as of lately, who's gone fairly good depth. Defense has had its struggling points, but it's also had its flashes of excellence, especially with Christopher Torin on the middle infield. That pitch misses upstairs for a ball, 1-0. Torin on Saturday. Two amazing plays, including an unassisted DP over at shortstop. Also, an amazing 6-4-3 double play on a ball that was shot out of a cannon. So, middle infield is good. And the three of the four players on the infield right now are all ranked top 10 in the Diamondbacks organization, according to MLB.com. The defense hasn't been a struggle. It's making sure the offense can provide run support for starting pitching. Three balls and a strike with no outs here in the bottom of the fourth. In a ball game where Visalia leads 5-0 on six hits compared to Rancho's two. Grice's pitch lifted into left field. It'll be cut off by Jefferson Pena. Back-to-back base runners to begin the bottom of the fourth. Second base hit of the ballgame for McClain, and it's going to bring him Jesus Galiz to the plate. Galiz, a fly out to center in his last at bat. Now Adrian DeLeon will give the instructions to his infield. No outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch on the way from Caden Grice is high and outside for ball one, 1-0. Jesus Galiz, the 6'183", 20-year-old from Venezuela. In his second year with Rancho, last year he appeared in 80 games. He's appeared in 27 this season. A swing and a miss, and the strike moves it to 1-1. Fourth year in the Dodgers organization. His first year was in 2021. Out in the Dominican Summer League, a year where he batted a career low 218, has steadily improved since then. A 218 year in the Summer League. This ball sent into center field. Drew Jones retreats backwards. The throw will be thrown into second base, and that will advance Logan Wagner over to third. Second time Galiz has flown out into center. And to bring up Juan Alonso to the play. But talking about Galiz's numbers, 218 out in the DSL in 2021, 220 in 2022, 235, and then a career best last year in 2023, where he batted 267. Now Juan Alonso will now step up to the plate here for Rancho. Pitch on the way, and that one swung on and missed 0-1. Alonso, 5'11", 180, the 20-year-old out of Panama. Also in his fourth year in the Dodger organization as well. That one pitch is a little bit outside for a ball, 1-0. Last year he spent time between the Arizona Complex League and in Rancho. In 2022, also spent a couple games in Rancho. 10 games in 2022 with the Quakes, 38. With Rancho in 23, and now he's appeared in 44 games in 2024. Runner in motion, Adrian DeLeon, unable to get the throw off in time. So it'll be a stolen bag for Sean McClain, and now two runners in scoring position for the Quakes in the bottom of the fourth. Rice looking to go four shutout innings right here. The count is 1-2 with one away. stolen bag, the second of the year for McLean. One ball, two strikes, one away. A slider fouled off to the left side. Should say a curveball. Salia held scoreless in the fourth for just the second time today. It was the first inning where they were held scoreless as well. One ball, two strikes, one away. The pitch from Caden Grice swung on and missed. Strike three. Punch out number four of the ball game for Caden. And it will bring up Wilman Diaz to the plate. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So Wilman Diaz, a fly out to right, back in the second. That's his lone at-bat in the ballgame. Caden Grice on the road. Numbers have been a little bit higher than that at home. 0-1 with a 5.79 ERA. He's allowed 9 earned runs on the road and struck out 18 batters. Meanwhile, at Valley Strong Ballpark, Caden Grice has struck out 31 batters. Only other person with more home strikeouts is Jacob Steinmetz with 32. And that pitch is in the dirt for a ball 2-0. Speaking of Jacob Steinmetz, he'll be on the bump tomorrow night at 6:30 against the righty Patrick Copen. Thursday night baseball from Lone Mart Field. Here in the bottom of the fourth, the count is 2-0. And this ball is grounded to the left side. Urban Santana will field it. Throw to first base is in time. And another scoreless inning allowed by Caden Grice. And we move into the top of the fifth inning. One hit, no runs, no errors. Two runners left on base. Visalia 5, Rancho 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
Fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at 43024.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the fifth inning. Drew Jones will lead things off. Rawhide were sat down in order for the first time today in the top of the fourth. And now Drew watched that one go in the dirt for ball 1-1-1. Four straight batters retired by Quakes pitching. And the 1-1 deal on the way to Drew Jones, and therefore strike 1-2. Looking for his third walk of the day. Drew Jones leads this team already this week with 5 walks. Can he make it 6? He fought back from 1-2 yesterday to draw a walk. And now he fouls that one off to the right side. The walks leader for this Rawhide team, Christopher Taurean. He's drawn 34 walks this year. However, as the season's rolled on, Drew's been a little bit more patient. This ball's ripped into right field, slicing right, and in the Rawhide bullpen is Juan Alonso for the grab. There's one away. So First time today, Drew has sat down, and it brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate. Talk about the walks. Drew Jones, second on this team. Reigns 34, leads the club. And now the pitch on the way. This is outside for ball one, 1-0. Angel Ortiz, two singles in this ballgame. He scored both times. He's gotten on base. And it's fouled backwards for a strike, 1-1. Angel Ortiz yesterday, 2-for-4 day, with a double, a single, and a run as well. And Ortiz watches that one miss outside for ball two, 2-1. Ortiz's double yesterday, the lone extra base hit of the day. 2-1, swung on miss, count is out 2-2. Now time called here as Ortiz will step out of the batter's box. Key to winning this ball game would be Caden Grice continuing to get through at least two more innings. And Ortiz pitches in the dirt for ball three, 3-2. You look at batters 5 through 7 prior to Drew Jones' flyout to right. All 6 plate appearances led to a base runner. And this pitch is fouled backwards, 3-2. Very similar to what Ortiz did in his previous at-bat. Working the count here. 3-2 with one down. The pitch on the way. Ortiz takes it high and inside, and a very good plate appearance there. He gets on base for the third time today, and it brings up Modifi Marte to the plate. What did Marte do last time he stepped up? It was a bases-clearing 3-run double back in the third inning. 4 RBIs on the day for Modifi. He's now sitting on 16. He entered the day with 12. A big swing and a miss for 0-1. Now Modifi will call for time here as he'll step out of the batter's box. Marte hit his first home run of the season back in Stockton at the beginning of May. And that pitch is on the outside in there for strike 1-1. Sunny afternoon here in Rancho on this Wednesday morning game. The pitch is outside for a ball. The count is out 2-1. Final weekday day game of the season. 2-1 with one down. Pickoff attempt over at first, and it's going to sneak past, but not far enough from Logan Wagner to cause any sort of damage. All right, we'll have plenty more day games. Obviously, 12:05 is a typical Sunday game at Valley Strong Ballpark. You'll see that all year long. Day games will turn a little bit more into evening games as the summer rolls on. Modifi fouls that one backwards. They look already to June 30th, and from that point onwards, the majority of the day games, the Sunday games, will be at 5 p.m. first pitch due to the summer heat. Inland Empire on June 30th. That Sunday will be at 5:35 first pitch. 5 p.m. in San Jose right before the All-Star break. 6:05 game in August. Continued effort to avoid the summer heat. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Leafy Marte at the plate. Let's pitch outside, ball 3-2. Sally, one thing that is very different from last night's ball game. Very patient at the plate. Yesterday's ball game, swinging early in counts. And a lot more patience today has led to this 5-run deficit. Payoff pitch on the way. And that one fouled off to the right side. Leafy Marte, a single and a double so far. For the triple and the homer for the cycle. Several Rawhide players have gotten close this year. Yancey Luis has been close. Drew Jones has been close as well. Three balls, two strikes. Ortiz in motion. This one's elevated into left field. Should stay in the yard as Samuel Munoz went back at first. But ultimately comes in. He's underneath it two away. Jackson Feltner right now will step up to the plate. Feltner so far in this ball game, he is 1-for-2, including a loud out into center field back in the third inning. Feltner batting .229 with two home runs and 15 RBIs. Glance over at first base where it's on Angel Ortiz. They put him in motion a moment ago. Will they do it again? A swing and a miss for Felt, and the count is now 0-1. Jackson batting .353 against Rancho so far this season. Second highest batting average against the Quakes on this Rawhide club. 0-1, swing and a miss, and a ball in the dirt. The count will move to 0-2. Waiting on deck, Jefferson Pena, who's also gone on base twice in this ballgame. Turner will call for time and he'll step out of the box. Cam Day working in his second full inning of work. He came in from Alex Makerwich in the third. No balls, two strikes, two away. The pitch on the way. Breaking ball fouled off to the right side. It will land just right of the bullpen and foul. During his time in college in spring semester, his summer or sophomore year in 2023 with Utah. He was 3-6 through 11 starts, tallied 54 2/3 innings of work, and ranked second on the team with strikeouts of 55. And now Ortiz put in motion, throw down to second base, and the throw is in time. And Angel Ortiz is caught stealing, and the side is retired. No hits, no runs, no errors, and nobody left on base. We are halfway through at Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga. Rawhide 5, Quake 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by sailing to rawhide.com.
Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. So hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit at 43024. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Kendall George, he liked the first pitch he saw. He sends it into right field. And George with his first hit of the afternoon. Bring in Jerome Perez to the plate. Perez so far in this ball game, 0-for-1. He struck out swinging back in the third inning. He did draw a walk back in the first. Bottom of the fifth, we'll check in on the California League standings and scoreboard to get you a refresher here. Visalia in third place at the moment with a record of 21-30. They're 5.5 games back at the Lake Elsinore Storm, who are in first with a record of 26-24. Caden Grice's pitch on the way, and it's in there for a strike, 1-1. Rancho's currently in second with a record of 24-26. And then lastly, in fourth, the Inland Empire 66ers, they are 18-33. 1-1. George is put in motion, throw down to second base, and it is dropped by Torrine. The drop is Kendall George. Took the glove right off the hand of Christopher Torrine on the slide. So another stolen bag here for Kendall George. He continues to show off the speed not only this week, but this season. George's 17th stolen bag of the year. The count is now 2-1. Coming pitch on the way from Caden Grice. With George standing over at second base. Pitch, a little bit low, ball 3-1. Kendall George's 17th stolen bag of the year. It's third most in the California League. The leader right now at the moment is Jonah Cox with San Jose. He's got 26. Ground ball to the left side. And the count is now 2-2. Only other player outside of Jonah Cox that is in front, it's Carson Jones with the Modesto Nuts. Two balls, two strikes, no outs. Pitch from Grice. Breaker barely misses outside for ball 3-2. Grice's last decision was on May 15th in a game where he suffered a loss, a string of three straight losses for Grice, and an upstairs fastball swung on and missed. And Gerald Perez sat down swinging for the second time today. Oh, yeah, another mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate insurance agent Abraham Gian. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Caden Grice now sitting at 5 strikeouts on the afternoon. And he gets ready to deal once again with a left-on-left matchup. A big swing and a miss, 0-1. Samuel Munoz at the plate. But that fifth strikeout, it now makes it 5 straight games where Caden Grice has struck out 5+. 0-1 deal on the way. This one sent into right field. It will drop in for a base hit on LRT's. Will pull up late. Kendall George is going to be waved home. Here comes the throw, and it is not in time. George scores from second base, and it's now 5-1 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. An RBI base hit for Samuel Munoz. The ball that kind of just left off the edge of the bat, but it was good enough to score the runner from second. And a throw that's just a bit too late brings up Jordan Thompson to the plate. Thompson 0-for-1 in the ballgame with 5-3 ground out back in the third. There's a final out in an inning where the Quakes went down in order for the only time this afternoon. One down, the pitch from Grice. Upstairs fastball swung on and missed, 0-1. Ball gets past Caden Grice on the toss back to the mound. But finishing up the California League standings, Inland Empire's in fourth with a record of 18-33. Winners of their last three games, they host the Lake Elsinore Storm later on this evening. Meanwhile, in the north, the Modesto Nuts 35-15. They lost their game yesterday against the Fresno Grizzlies. They're now 30-21. San Jose 30-21 as well. They've won three straight, 5.5 games back, and then Stockton, the largest deficit of either team, north or south. They're 18-32 on a seven-game losing skid. And with that seven-game losing streak, it's the longest by any team this season. One ball, two strikes with one away. Pickoff attempt at first. Nothing really brewing there. Sammy Munoz steps back on first base. Inland Empire and Lake Elsinore will go at it from San Manuel Stadium tonight at 6:35. The 1-2 pitch fouled backwards. John Thurman Field in Modesto. They'll host the Fresno Grizzlies tonight at 7:05. And Stockton will get started at 7:05 as well. One ball, two strikes, one away. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, Kendall George giving Rancho their first run of the night and a chance to turn two. 5-4-3, and it is not in time. Just a bit late, so the force out will get Munoz at second. Jordan Thompson will reach over at first base. Here is Logan Wagner to step up to the plate. Last time out, a fly out over to first. Two out pitch on the way, and that one's a little bit low for ball one, 1-0. Definitely be tuning on to the Inland Empire game this evening. Right, hold on to this one, and Inland Empire takes the win. Lead would cut down to 4.5, and the ball is in the dirt for ball two, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, two away. A little bit of action is warming up in the Rawhide pen at the moment. Meanwhile, no movement in the Rancho side of things. 2-0 is upstairs, ball three, 3-0. Three and oh with two down. Pitch on the way, and that one's in there for a strike, 3-1. Caden Grice closing in on 100 pitches, so would likely think that this would be his last frame of work, could possibly be his last batter. 3-1 with two away. The pitch from Grice, grounded to the left side. Santana will field it, looks at second. Instead, he'll throw to first base, and it will be in time. And Caden Grice goes through five innings of work, and on his 98th pitch, he gets through the frame. Two hits, one run, no errors, and a runner left on base. We head to the top of the sixth. Visalia 5, Rancho 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Residents, are you in need of top-quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
There are only three things a man really loves. His truck.
We'll come back on the air and appears to be an issue with the second base bag at the moment. This is probably going to take a moment here to sort out, but Visalia leads this ball game 5-1 heading into the top of the sixth inning. We'll step aside a little bit longer to get this sorted out here. We'll come back when we're ready to play 5-1 top six here in Rancho. This is Rawhide Baseball by Sailor Rawhide.com.
It comes to trucks. No one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Bag all cleared up at second base, and we're ready to resume play here in Rancho Cucamonga. Ground ball to the right side. It's going to bounce off the body of Logan Wagner. Here comes Jackson Feltner. But Cam Day able to cover the bag in time. One away. A missile off the end of the bat of Jackson Feltner. And Cam Day had a sprint over there. Jackson Feltner sprinting down the line as well. And it will now be Jefferson Pena stepping up to the plate for the high. Gone on base twice today, once by hit by pitch, and one off of a walk. And that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Cam Day now working into his third complete inning of work. And he's now gone through three complete after the ground ball from Jackson Felton. One ball, one strike, no outs, one out. Jefferson Pena will get ready for the pitch. The deal on the way, grounded to the right side. It'll be fielded by the second baseman, McLean. He'll throw to first base. It will be in time, two down. To the top of the Rawhide order once again, it'll be Yancel Luis batting at the number one spot today. He batted second following Christopher Terrain yesterday. And Luis fouls that one off to the left side, and the count is now 0-1. Yancel Luis been betting at the number one spot, 24 points higher. He's betting 274 out of the leadoff spot. Meanwhile, betting 250 when betting second. And now Jesus Galiz will take a foul pitch off the bat of Yancel Luis. He's a little slow to get up, so the home plate umpire, Joshua Runge, will make his way over to give away a new ball. So he's barely visibly shaken up right now. I'll put back on the mask, and he appears to be all right. With two down. Luis will once again dig in for the high. Yancel Luis 0-3 so far in this ballgame. Two strikeouts and a ground out. The 0-2 deal. Way outside. Ball number one. Well, just kind of got lost off the fingertips for Cam Day. Day one of his longest collegiate outings was back his freshman year, where he pitched seven innings of work against number two ranked Oregon State at the time, where he struck out four batters and allowed three runs on six hits. Two balls, two strikes, two away. The pitch on the way, swinging and a miss, and Yancel Luis has struck out. The Rawhide go down in order for the second time today, and we head into the bottom of the sixth inning. Visalia 5, Rancho 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm, the number one, .com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom of the sixth inning. A new pitcher in the ballgame for Visalia, number 14, Daniel Nunez. He comes in to relieve Caden Grice, who went 98 innings. Daniel Nunez, 6'195", the 21-year-old right-hander from Merida, Mexico. 1-0 to Sean McClain. He's had a 2-for-2 day, including two singles and a stolen base as well. Pitch change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make home pest free zone, say hello to ResCom, and bye bye, Bug. One and one here to Sean McClain. Nunez's pitch in there for a strike. It's now 1-2. And Nunez so far with Visalia, he has been picture perfect. This is his fifth appearance so far, and through eight innings, he has not allowed a run yet. An earned run, should say. Opponents batting 226 against the Rawhide right-hander. 1-2, no outs. Nunez's pitch bounced in, and the count moved to 2-2. Nunez's longest outing so far has been three innings of work. That was set on May 28th against Inland Empire. A ball game where he gave up two hits, struck out three, and obviously did not allow a run. A swing and a miss right there for McClain. First time today, he'll be sat down. Sixth strikeout of the day by Rawhide Pitching, and is brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Allstate, you're in good hands. Daniel Nunez has been a really reliable pitcher out of the pen. With one down, the pitch on the way. Ground to the left side once again. It'll be scooped up by Luis. And drops in for a hit. Typically a ball that Luis does not struggle to make a play on. However, going for the scoop, ball just drops. That'll be the sixth hit of the ball game for Rancho. All hits of season brought to you by Gus's Auto Body Shop. Visit them today online at Gus's Body Shop by Salia.com. Swing and a miss for Juan Alonso, and the count is now 0-1. One with one away. The upcoming pitch on the way from Daniel Nunez. That pitch is fouled backwards off the body of Adrian DeLeon. Caden Grice's ball game comes to a conclusion. 98 pitches, 5 complete innings of work, gave up 5 hits and just 1 earned run. Struck out 5 batters and walked 3. Oh, and 2 with one down. The pitch from Nunez, and that one's lifted into left center field, racing backwards to Jefferson Pena and Drew Jones at the warning track, and he'll make the grab. Drew Jones with about 2 feet between his shoulder and the wall, but just enough to keep the ball in the ballpark, and there's two away. And it brings up Wilmon Diaz to the plate. So first outing for Caden Grice since May 1st, where he allowed just one run against Stockton in a ball game where he allowed 3 hits. Now Nunez's pitch fouled backwards and the count is 0-1. First 2 outings of the year, Caden Grice did not allow a run, including during that time 12 strikeouts and no walks in his first 2 outings of the year. 0-1 with 2 away. The pitch, high chopper to the left side. Ruben Santana will field it in fair territory. His throw to first, and Modifi Marte is in time. They're going to hold and end up calling a foul, so the count is out 0-2. He has in this ballgame so far 0-2. With a fly out to right back in the second and a 5-3 ground out back in the fourth. So meet Wilmon Diaz will have to re-pick up the lumber that was halfway down the first base line. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Daniel Nunez looking to go through 9 shutout innings to begin his Visalia debut. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. The pitch on the way from Daniel Nunez in the bottom of the 6th. It's fouled off to the left side. Tomorrow night, Jacob Steinmetz will be on the bump. He's been confident as of lately. Talked about the strikeout leader when at home. Been attacking the strike zone a lot more compared to last season's. Felt a lot more confident in his stuff. 0-2 pitch is low for ball 1, 1-2. Jacob Steinmetz versus Patrick Copen. And Denny LaRondo will get the start on Friday night. We got Steinmetz, LaRondo, followed by Wilkin Paredes. And then Adonis Perez will close up the series on Sunday. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Second strikeout of the inning for Daniel Nunez. And 9 scoreless innings to begin his career in Visalia. We head to the top of the 7th inning. 1 hit, no runs, no errors. 1 runner left on base. Visalia 5, Rancho 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Fresh set of new tires for a limited time at your local Toyota dealer. When you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kauai Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors.
They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí?
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving in the top of the seventh inning. Visalia leads this ball game 5-1 over the Quakes. Ball game closing in on 2 hours old. Cam Day remains on the mound for Rancho. Top of the Rawhide order where Christopher Terrain is 0-4. He pops this one up to the right side, and it will be caught by the first baseman, Logan Wagner. One down in the inning. Terrain now 0-4. Between Terrain and Yancel Luis, the two of them are combined 0-8 in this ballgame. And now bring up Ruben Santana to the play, who's 1-3 on the game. And that pitch misses outside for ball one, 1-0. Ruben Santana, a double back in the first. A strikeout looking back in the third, and a 5-3 ground out back in the fourth. And he fouls this one backwards. The count is now 1-1. They will get ready once again. The pitch on the way, and it's low. Ball two, 2-1. Green, Santana, De Leon do up here in the top of the seventh inning. They will get ready for the deal and the pitch. And it's in there for a strike 2-2. And Santana, a two-hit week last week against the 66ers. 2-2 with one down, another slider. And this one will miss outside for ball three, 3-2. Marcelli has drawn five walks in this ballgame. Santana looking to make it six, but instead he'll be grounded over to the shortstop side. Thompson will field it. He'll toss to first base. And Santana is sat down for the second out of the inning. Now bring up Adrian De Leon to the plate. Adrian De Leon in this ballgame, 0-2. Both outs have been a ground out. However, he has reached base safely once in this ballgame. It was a walk back in the third that he ended up scoring one of the three runs in that third inning. Now ground ball over to second base. It'll be fielded by McClain. His toss to first base will be in time, and it is time to stretch here in Rancho. The Rawhide go down in order for the second straight frame. Seventh inning stretch time, Visalia 5, Rancho Cucamonga 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball, visaliarawhide.com.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom of the seventh inning. Daniel Nunez remains on the mound against Kendall George. George, Gerald Perez, Josue DePaula. 1, 2, and 3 do appear in the bottom of the seventh inning. Nunez, 2 strikeouts in that bottom half of the sixth. The lone hit was Jesus Galiz. Kendall George shows bunt on the previous pitch. However, too low, and the count is 1-1. Wouldn't be surprised if it shows it again. And this time he takes it upstairs for ball 2-2-1. Kendall George, the 10th-ranked prospect in the Dodgers organization, according to MLB.com. The 36th overall pick in the 2023 MLB draft. The 2-1 deal on the way, and that one's outside for ball 3-1. $1,500,000 straight out of high school. Out of Atascocita High School out in the greater Houston area out in Texas. 3-1 pitch on the way. Popped up to the left side. Ruben Santana will try to make an effort at it, and he'll have just enough room in fair territory to make the grab, and there's one down. George will foul out for the first out, and it'll bring up Gerald Perez to the plate. Gerald Perez in this ball game, he is 0-2, including 2 strikeouts swinging. Both of those were against Caden Grimes. And now that pitch misses outside for ball 1-0. A day yesterday where Gerald Perez had a solo home run, 4 runs, a single, and a walk. And now this one's popped up to the right side. Modifi Marte with the blue shades on. Right on the bag, he'll make the grab 2-way. Back-to-back pop-outs on the infield, and it'll bring up Samuel Munoz to the plate. Munoz originally started the game out in right field. Juan Alonso started in left. The two of them swapped in the second inning. Now I'm seeing Samuel Munoz out in left for the duration of this ballgame. Two down here for Munoz. In a ball game where he is 1-3, that one's a little bit low for ball 1-0. Samuel Munoz, an RBI single back in the fifth inning. The lone RBI base hit on the day for the Rancho Quakes. And Nunez's pitch, a heater in there for strike 1-1. Rancho does have some action warming up in the pen. Meanwhile, for Visalia, things are fairly calm out in right field where the pitchers have done a good job through 6 2/3. 1-2, 2-way. Nunez looking for his 3rd strikeout of the ball game. 1-2, 2-way. The pitch, swing and a miss. And they're going to say foul tip. Barely got a piece of it. Adrian DeLeon taking that one off the thigh. Nunez struck out a season-high 4 batters on May 18th. It was his Rawhide debut. Ever since then, each outing has had two or more punch outs and a minimum of an inning in two-thirds. 1-2, a two-way. The pitch upstairs, ball two, two balls and two strikes. Visalia has five runs, came in the first three innings, two in the second, three in the third. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they scored just one run in the fifth. Two balls, two strikes, swing and a miss. Strikeout number three in the ballgame for Daniel Nunez, and we head into the top of the eighth inning. No hits, no runs, no errors, nobody left on base. We are through seven in Rancho. Visalia 5, Rancho 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Waylon Santana will be the third arm used by manager John Shoemaker in this ballgame. And it'll be Drew Jones, Angel Ortiz, Modifi Marte, the first batters to face him. After Cam Day's ball game comes to a conclusion after 4 2/3 innings of work. Bunt shown by Drew Jones, and it is perfectly placed. And the throw to first is way over the head of the first baseman, Logan Wagner. Jones will go over to second base. He'll dive head first. And it'll go down as a hit and an error for Drew. The seventh Rawhide hit of the afternoon and the first Rawhide base hit since the third inning where Visalia scored three runs. Quite possibly may have been one of the best bunts of the year by a Rawhide player. Ball that just stuck to the grass. And a throwing error by Jesus Galiz. And now bunt shown here, and Ortiz will take that one right off the foot. So back-to-back base runners will reach against Waylon Santana to begin this inning. Second Rawhide player that's been hit by a pitch. Now Ortiz a little slow walking down that first base line. Modifi Marte will get ready to step up to the plate for the Hyde. Seven hits for Visalia, six for Rancho. And now Jesus Galiz will make his way back to the mound. And with that error, it's the first of the ball game. Mistakes happen. That's why your local State Farm agent, Patrick Salazar, is in your corner. Good neighborhood service, surprisingly great rates. Get Patrick a call today at 625-2318. Pitchman is outside for ball one, 1-0. It was a day yesterday where Visalia had the two errors and Rancho played errorless baseball. One ball, no strikes on the way, and that one's bounced past. And now two runners in scoring position here. The Rawhide have a chance to get a slam range heading into the bottom of the eighth. Talking about the numbers for Waylon Santana here in 2024. He's 0-2 with an 8.0 ERA, appearing in his sixth game of the year. Pitch from Santana, misses outside for ball three, 3-0. Santana, nine complete innings of work. However, he has struggled with command, nine strikeouts and eight walks. 3-0 the count, outside ball four, bases are loaded. Third time today, Visalia has had bases loaded. Once in the second and in the third as well. And now here in the eighth, you got Jackson Feltner stepping up to the plate. But before that one will happen, we'll have a mound visit here with the pitching coach Ramon Troncoso out to the mound. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So here in the top of the eighth, no out, and Jackson Feltner, who has been hitting the ball very well in the series, has a chance for an RBI opportunity. Now the home plate umpire, Joshua Runge, will make his way out to the mound to have a word to break up this mound visit. Jackson Feltner so far this year with runners in scoring position, batting 306 with 11 hits and 13 RBIs. Feltner, the highest batting average by any player with a runner at second or better. The only other player batting 300 or above in this type of scenario, Drew Jones, he's batting right at 300. And both of those two players that I just mentioned, above 35 at-bats in runners in scoring position situations. One and one with no outs. The first three batters of the inning have reached a Drew Jones bunt single. Ortiz hit by a pitch, and Jackson and Modifi Marte walked on four pitches. Two balls and a strike with no outs. Feltner so far in this ballgame, he is 1-for-3 with a single back in the second. It was an RBI base hit, one of two RBIs in that second inning. And Feltner now this time will take it inside ball three, 3-1. Three and one with no outs. Infield plays in. The pitch. Swing and miss. Strike two. Feltner yesterday, two singles, an RBI, and a run. May have arguably been robbed of a third. This one popped into left center field. Kendall George is nearby. We'll see if they send Jones home. Here's the catch. The throw is wide, but Jones is going to be kept over at third base. There's one away. Right up by four, trying to add on some insurance, not trying to get too risky. And bring up Jefferson Pena to the plate. And so far in this ballgame is 0-for-1. A walk back in the third and a hit by pitch back in the second. The one-out delivery on the way. And that one goes down the middle for strike number one. Fifth batter of the frame here for the Hyde. That one pitch from Pena is outside, ball one. One ball, one strike, one away. Pena's pitch bounced in, but a nice grab by Jesus Galiz to keep the ball in front of him. Pena batting 190 with no home runs and nine RBIs. But he could get his 10th of the year right now with Drew Jones standing over on third base. 2-1. Fat off to the right side, up and out of play. Drew Jones' single was the first hit since the third, an inning that featured two hits from Visalia and three runs. Daniel will dig back in once again. Two balls, two strikes, one away. The pitch on the way. Bounced in, ball three. Drew Jones is going to come home, and he'll score standing. And Visalia now leads this ball game 6-1 in the top of the eighth. Drew Jones gets third base on a wild pitch, and he gets home on a wild pitch, and everybody will advance. So now two runners in scoring position. Angel Ortiz over at third, Modifi Marte over at second base. Three balls, two strikes, one down, an open bag now at first after the run comes home to score. Gonzalez waits on deck. Here we go, top of the order. It's a walk, and the bases are loaded once more. Third free pass to Jefferson Pena. Oh, Gonzalez will step up to the plate in a ball game where he is 0-4 on the afternoon. 1-5 yesterday, a single and a run, an RBI as well. That pitch fouled off, and the count is now 0-1. Talked about the numbers earlier between Yancelis, the one spot and the two spot. 274 when batting leadoff. Probably one of his most notable series was out in Lake Elsinore, where he was batting above 500 as the leadoff spot. And Yancelis hit just below the knee. The second hits batsman of the inning, and now he'll get aboard, bringing Christopher Torin to the plate. That will score Angel Ortiz over from third. Adifio Marte will go to second, and Jefferson Pena will go to second. A 7-1 ball game, a day removed, where Rancho won 11-5. The pitch is outside for ball one, 1-0, and Rancho does have an arm warming up in their pen. Visalia did have one earlier in this inning. Now the inning has started to roll on. And no need for it now. On the ground, 5-4-3 is dropped. And one run will come home. Here comes Pena as well. Two runs come home to score. It's now 9-1 here in the top of the eighth inning. A Rancho team, when it has come to turning double plays this year, they've turned 42. It's sixth in the league. And now Ruben Santana will step up to the plate with two down and a runner on first. Pitch on the way, and it misses outside for ball one, 1-0. Eighth batter of the inning for the second time today. Santana will ground it off to the left side and is now 1-1. Go down as a throwing error against Sean McClain. 1-1 pitch, outside ball two, 2-1. A throwing error, the second error of the ball game against Rancho. Ruben Santana 1-4 in the ball game. Mistakes happen, that's why your local State Farm agent, Patrick Salazar, is in your corner. Good neighborhood service, surprisingly great rates. Give Patrick a call today at 625-2318. The pitch to Santana is low. And the count is now 3-1. Adrian DeLeon awaits on deck if this is to go to one more batter. The 3-1 pitch swung on a miss, 3-2. The most batters are all I'd have had in an inning this year has been 9. It's happened 5 different times. They've never been able to get to that 10th batter. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. The payoff pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, and Ruben Santana is sat down for the fourth time today. And we head to the bottom of the eighth inning, where Visalia leads this ball game 9-1 on just one hit and two Quakes errors. This is Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
As a man really loves his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot, make that 5 things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey.
But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits.
Rawhide needed some insurance runs in the top of the eighth inning. They get four of them, and we head to the bottom of the eighth where the Rawhide lead over the Quakes 9-1. New pitcher in the ballgame is Hayden Dirk and Jordan Thompson. And the second pitch of the at-bat rips it through the left side of the infield for a base hit. It's his first of the afternoon, and I'm bringing up Logan Wagner to the plate. Wagner so far in this ballgame 0-2. The walk in this ballgame. Hayden Dirk leads the team in appearances this year. It's now his 17th of the season. And the pitch on the way is in the dirt for ball one, 1-0. Logan Wagner, a flyout in the first and a ground out in the fifth. He has gone on base once in this ballgame. It was back in the fourth inning via a walk. One ball, no strikes, and no outs. A pitch from Dirk, and that one is going to be bounced in. And the count is now 2-0. Hayden Dirk comes in for Daniel Nunez, who struck out three batters through two innings of work. Now Dirk's 2-0 pitch misses outside for ball three, 3-0. Hayden is 1-0 with a 1.82 ERA this season. He struck out 36 batters and walked 19. A 3-1. 3-0 misses outside for ball four. And back-to-back base runners are going to reach here against Hayden Dirk in the bottom of the eighth inning. Brings up Sean McClain to the plate. Hayden Dirk's 36 strikeouts, the eighth most by a Rawhide player. And that's good for the fourth most by a Rawhide reliever. Dirk's pitch is a little bit low for ball one, 1-0. Players in front of him include Carlos Ray with 37, Rio Britton with 36. And Hayden Dirk technically tied with Rio Britton. One ball, no strikes, no outs. The pitch on the way, swing and a miss, and the count is now 1-1. However, on the road, Hayden Dirk leads all Rawhide pitching, starting and relievers, 20 strikeouts. And his pitch in there for strike 1-2. Adonis Perez, one strikeout behind him with 19. We have Rio Britton with 18, along with Caden Grice, who entered the day with 18 punch-outs. 1-2. Outside, does he go around? And he does. And a strikeout here for Sean McClain. Back-to-back times he's been sat down. And the first strikeout of the ballgame for Hayden Dirk. And there's one away here in the inning. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Strikeout for Dirk with Rye pitching and 9 strikeouts on the day. A Rye team who's striking out an average of 11.5 batters a game. Yesterday, Visalia only struck out 5. 0-1 with one down. Dirk holds at the belt his pitch. That one's going to get past the catcher, DeLeon. And now two runners in scoring position on the wild pitch. Jesus Galiz, 234, 3 home runs, 13 RBIs. Faced off against Hayden Dirk for the first time today. And Dirk's pitch is inside for ball 2-1. First two batters of the inning have reached Jordan Thompson on a single, Logan Wagner off of a walk. Dirk's pitch outside, ball 3-1. Jesus Galiz, a single back in the sixth. That's his lone hit in this ballgame. Dirk's pitch fouled off to the right side, and the count is full 3-2. Both teams with 7 hits in this ballgame. And hit number 8 would score at least 1 and make it 9-2. Half swing fouled backwards, count remains 4. Taylor just in five more outs to close out this ball game, but a time called by Galiz. He'll step out of the batter's box. Kendall George waits on deck. The 3-2 pitch on the way, swing and a foul tip in the glove of Adrian DeLeon. Back-to-back strikeouts by Hayden Dirk, and that will bring up Juan Alonso. Juan Alonso, 1-for-3 in this ballgame. The pitch on the way. And this is inside for ball 1-0. Juan Alonso's lone base hit in this ballgame came back in the second. Pitch on the way from Dirk, and that one is in the dirt, but he does get the half swing to go around, and the count is now 1-1. One ball, one strike with two away. Woman Diaz waits on deck. He is 0-for-3, and Dirk's pitch is fouled backwards, 1-2. After allowing the first two batters to reach, Hayden Dirk looking for 3 straight strikeouts to get him into the top of the ninth. 1-2, a two-way. Time called here. And a step out of the batter's box to regrip the batting gloves. Juan Alonso last week, 6-for-29. In the Quakes timeout at Diamond Stadium in Lake Elsinore. 1-2 the count. And that one popped up and backwards. Runner on third, Jordan Thompson. The runner at second, Logan Wagner. 1-2 with 2 down. The pitch from Dirk, and that one barely misses over the crown of the helmet of Juan Alonso. He's able to dodge out of the way of that pitch. Two down. Batter number 5 of the inning for the Rancho Quakes. And it's a swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt. Adrian DeLeon will have to toss to first, and it will be in time. And the inning will come to a conclusion. Hayden Dirk, 3 straight punch-outs after allowing the first 2 batters to reach. And we head into the top of the ninth inning here at Lone Mark Field. Visalia 9, Rancho 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to Rancho Cucamonga as we move into the top of the ninth. Visalia leads this ball game 9-1. New pitcher in the ball game is right-hander Roque Gutierrez. Fourth arm used by the Quakes in this ball game. Pitching change brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home pest-free zone, sale at Rescom, and bye-bye bugs. Swing and a miss for Adrian DeLeon. He's behind in the count 0-2. Go through the stat line here for Waylon Santana, who came in and pitched one inning of war, gave up one hit, four runs, three of those earned, walked two batters, and struck out one. No balls, two strikes, and no outs. Gutierrez working from the windup against Adrian DeLeon. His pitch on the way, swung on and missed. And DeLeon sat down for the fourth time today. There's one down here in the inning. Bring up Drew Jones to the plate. Talk about the numbers for Gutierrez here in 2024. He's 0-1 with a 7.99 ERA, appearing in his 11th game of the year. He struck out 30 batters and walked 13. Hard hit shot to the left side. It'll be a backhand grab by Thompson. Throw to first base, able to beat out Drew Jones, and there's two down. Two quick outs after an eight-batter eighth. And now bring up Angel Ortiz to the plate. Look at Gutierrez's last outing last week on May 31st against the Lake Elsinore Storm. A ball game where Gutierrez went an inning of work, struck out one batter, and allowed one earned run off of a solo home run. 0-1 with 2A. The pitch to Ortiz, and it's upstairs for a ball. The count is now 1-1. Visalia scoring runs in bunches this afternoon on this Wednesday day game. 1-1 with 2A. This ball is lifted into right field, going back towards the wall, and that ball is gone right off of the pole and right field. See you later. A solo home run from Angel Ortiz, his second home run of the season. And Visalia leads this ball game 10-1 here in the top of the ninth inning. The wind pushing it out into right. Wonder, did it have enough space to get out? Just curling and curling and bounces right off the foul pole in right field. The solo home run, the third hit of the day for Angel Ortiz. And now here comes Modifi Marte to the plate. And that pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Pitch to Marte, and it's in there for a strike as well. The count is now 0-2. The eighth hit of the afternoon is the first long ball of the series for the Rawhide offense. No balls, two strikes, 2-2. The pitch to Marte popped directly backwards, and it will likely not have enough to stay in the yard. Caught up into the bleachers. No balls, two strikes, 2-2. Gutierrez looking out of the frame right here, facing four batters. His pitch outside, ball number one. Modifi, a double and a single in this ball game. Stare down on Marte. His pitch. Outside, ball number two. Two balls, two strikes, two down. Gutierrez working with bases empty. Here's the pitch. Outside corner, ball three. Load the count here where it's been the middle of the Rawhide order that's done damage all afternoon long. Payoff pitch on the way, inside, ball four, and Marte will get on base for the fourth time today. Lots of different players to highlight in this ball game. You look at Marte's four RBIs in this ball game, getting on base four times, one run for Marte. Jackson Feltner steps up now, and that pitch is a little bit outside for ball one. 1-0 Angel Ortiz. A three-hit game, back-to-back multi-hit games for Angel Ortiz after the two-hit day yesterday. 1-0 with 2-A. The pitch to Jackson Feltner. This one's lifted into left field as well. Samuel Munoz is there. He'll make the grab. And the inning will come to a conclusion. We head to the bottom of the ninth inning where it will be Wilman Diaz, Kendall George, and Gerald Perez to keep this ball game alive. Solo home run from Angel Ortiz makes it a 10-1 ball game. Bottom nine we go at Lone Mark Field. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
Youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm, the number one, .com.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied,
"Welcome back to Rancho Cucamonga, California. Bottom nine we go. Visalia leads this ballgame 10-1. First pitch from Sam Knowlton's in there for a strike, 0-1. Minor tomorrow's ballgame will be back in action for night baseball. 6:30, first pitch. Jacob Steinmetz on the mound for the Hyde. Right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Rest of the series will be 6:30 with the exclusion of Sunday's ballgame, which will start at 2 p.m. We pitch in the ballgame for Visalia, the tall right-hander, 6'8", Sam Knowlton from Birmingham, Alabama. 0-2 pitch from Knowlton, and that one's upstairs for a ball, 1-2. Comes in for a lead for Hayden Dirk. The pitching change is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers, homes, and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. Swing and a miss. Forced by Hayden Dirk, and now make it four straight strikeouts by Rawhide pitching, and there's one away here in the bottom of the ninth inning. 12 punch-outs by Rawhide pitching in this ballgame. The 10th strikeout of the ballgame was brought to you by Javi's Taco Shack and Cantina, located in downtown Visalia. That's Javi's Taco Shack and Cantina. One down, top of the order we go. Kendall George steps up to the plate, and that pitch misses outside for ball one, 1-0. Kendall George with a single back in the fifth. It's a lone hit in this ballgame. And now this pitch is low for ball two as well. Hayden Dirk went an inning of work with one hit. Struck out three batters and walked just one. The first two batters against Hayden Dirk got on base. And then three straight strikeouts got him through the eighth. Two balls, one strike, one away. Kendall George, and now he gets a piece of that one and fouls it off to the left side, 2-2. Twelve strikeouts, five from Grice, three from Nunez, three from Dirk, one from Knowlton. He'll look for two right here. 2-2 pitch on the way, outside, ball three, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Knowlton's payoff pitch on the way. Half swing, grounded to Santana. His toss to first base in time, two down. Fairly routine, 5-3 ground out. Always have to be a little bit more urgent whenever it's a ground ball from Kendall George, but enough time to get the out. And I bring up Gerald Perez to the play with two away. Perez, two strikeouts in this ball game. Still looking to get his first hit of the afternoon. 0-3 on the ball game. Knowlton's pitch on the way. Inside, ball one, 1-0. Day where yesterday where the hits came in bunches. And a swing and a miss right there, 1-1. A multi-hit day for Kendall George, Gerald Perez, and Jordan Thompson. And now you look at today's ball game for Rancho. Pitches inside for ball two. The only multi-hit game has been McLean, who has had a 2-for-4 day. 1-2 with two down. Sam Knowlton looking to retire the side in order and get the Rawhide another win on a weekday day game. 1-2, a two away. That one's hit into right field, drops in for base hit. The eighth Quake hit of the afternoon. And Rancho will live to see another at-bat in the form of Samuel Nunez. So Samuel Munoz so far in this ball game with an RBI single back in the fifth. It's his lone hit of the game. First pitch of the at-bat. And that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Munoz played for a late scratch for Josue de Paula. The 0-1 pitch to the left side. It's going to drop in for a base hit just right of the third base line. Rounding second base, going to third is Perez. This one will be scooped up. Here comes a throw from Yansel Luis, and it is right on the money. And that is how this ball game's going to come to a conclusion. They try to stretch Gerald Perez from first to home, and he is gunned out from left field. The Pena to Luis to De Leon connection, and we have gone final here in Rancho Cucamonga, California, and the Rawhide are victorious on a Wednesday afternoon. Final score 10-1. Visalia 10 runs on 8 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, for Rancho, 1 run on 9 hits and 2 errors. And the Rawhide snapped the 3-game losing streak and improved to 22-30. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they fall to 24-27 and suffer another loss here on the season. What's up, aside? And when we come back, we'll take a look at the numbers and we'll also get you ready for tomorrow's ball game as well. Visalia 10, Rancho 1. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Interesting end of the ball game here as you get the assist from Jefferson Pena to Yansel Luis to Adrian De Leon. The numbers on that one, that goes 7-4-2. Assist there to end the ball game. So a pretty interesting way to end things here in Rancho. Final score of today's ball game, 10-1. Visalia improves to 22-30. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they fall to 24-27. Let's go through today's ball game. Their first scores didn't come until the second inning. It was a 7 batter inning for Visalia. It started off with a Drew Jones walk, followed by an Angel Ortiz single. 3 straight base hits from Visalia, Angel Ortiz, Modifi Marte, and Jackson Feltner. RBIs from Marte and Jackson Feltner made it a 2-0 ball game at the end of 2. Then the top of the third inning, Visalia tacks on a few more runs. A walk from Adrian De Leon, Drew Jones, and then a single from Angel Ortiz, Modifi Marte, with a bases-clearing 3-run RBI double, made the ballgame 5-0 at the top of the third inning. However, in the bottom of the fifth, Rancho would score for the first time this afternoon. It'd be their lone run of the ballgame, a single from Kendall George to start things off in the top of the fifth, and then a stolen base as well for George. It would be Samuel Munoz with the RBI single that scores Kendall George from second base, and at the end of 5 innings of work, the ball game is 5-1. However, in the top of the 8th inning, that's when the ball game got the insurance that the Rawhide needed and ultimately go on to win the ball game. A single from Drew Jones to start the inning. It was the lone hit of that inning. However, 2 costly errors score 4 runs for Visalia. They strand 1 runner on base, and Visalia has a 9-1 lead heading into the bottom of the 8th inning. Then in the top of the 9th inning, Visalia tacks on another run thanks to a solo home run from Angel Ortiz, his 2nd home run of the year, and that would be the final scores of this ballgame. So Visalia 10, Rancho 1, and the Rawhide take the second game of this 6-game series. Caden Grice receives a win. He's now 2-3 here in 2024 with a 4.28 ERA. Meanwhile, Alex Makerwich suffers a loss. He would pitch a 2/3 of an inning, 5 hits, and 2 earned runs, making which is now 12.46 ERA in his home debut. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll get you ready for tomorrow's Game 3 of the 6-game series. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by SailingRawhide.com.
Rawhide Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We get ready to wrap up this Wednesday afternoon here in Rancho Cucamonga. It was a great day for baseball, and it turns out to be a great day for the Rawhide as well. They are now 4-0 in weekday day games here in 2024. Meanwhile, around the rest of the California League, it will be the Inland Empire 66ers and the Lake Elsinore Storm. They'll get going at 6:35 p.m. later tonight. Inland Empire is 18-33. Meanwhile, Lake Elsinore, they are 26-24. A little while later, about 30 minutes after the start of the Inland Empire game, Modesto and Fresno will go after it. Modesto 35-15. Meanwhile, Fresno, they are 30-21. Also at 7:05 will be the Stockton Ports and the San Jose Giants. Stockton is 18-32. And the San Jose Giants, they are 30-21. Meanwhile, around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, out in High A, the Spokane Indians and Hillsboro Hops, they're scheduled to start at 6:35. Joe Elbus will get the start for Hillsboro. He is 2-1 with a 1.91 ERA. Meanwhile, in AA, the Amarillo Sod Poodles will host the Tulsa Drillers. Amarillo is 24-28. Meanwhile, Tulsa is 25-27. And then lastly, out in AAA, the Tacoma Rainiers and Reno Aces will get started at 6:05. Lastly, out at Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona, the Giants lead over the D-backs 6-1. That game is currently in the bottom of the third inning. San Jose put on 6 runs in the top of the third inning, thanks to a Wilmer Flores grand slam, his second home run of the season. Meanwhile, for tomorrow's ball game, it'll be Jacob Steinmetz on the mound for Visalia. He's been looking good as of lately, continues to attack the strike zone, and he'll look to do the same thing tomorrow night at 6:30. Meanwhile, for the Rancho Quakes, it'll be the right-hander Patrick Copen on the mound for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Reminder, tomorrow, 6:30 p.m., and we'll be live on the air starting at 6:20. And we'll have a couple interviews for you prior to tomorrow's ball game. But for today, Visalia captures the win. And Rancho, another loss. That's now over 12 losses in their last 14 games. Rancho trying to find a way to get some consistency here as the first half gets ready to come to a conclusion. Winning pitcher tonight, Caden Grice. He's 2-3 with 4.28 ERA. Meanwhile, Alex Makerwich is 0-1 with a 12.46 ERA. It took us 2 hours and 45 minutes to play in front of a crowd of 1,119 fans. And until we talk tomorrow at 6:30 p.m., Joe Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.